Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is December 31st, 1957, and the title is Flood at Hamburg City. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Flood at Hamburg City. Yreka, California, only a few miles south of the Oregon line, lies in rugged country, a country that in the old gold-seeking days attracted a reckless, brawling type of man. Some of these miners settled in Yreka Flats with the idea of making permanent homes there. Others went a few miles more and built their shacks on the banks of the creek in the wild canyon that became known as the site of Hamburg City. And as our story opens, it was just outside Hamburg City on a spring night many years ago that two men were riding.
Yeah, but look here, Julian. You don't mean you're going to kill just anybody.
Certainly not. I'm going to kill Bud McGinley. Careful now, Bix. The bridge over this creek looks pretty rickety.
No wonder. With the creek's rising, it'll take this bridge plumb out by daylight. Yeah, but, Julian, you sure this calls for killing?
Whoa. Are you trying to back out of this?
No. After all, I work for you, Julian, and I...
I'll explain this once more. Try to get it through your thick head.
Yeah, Julian.
There's not enough law business over in Yreka Flats as yet for me to earn a living. And my store doesn't do half the business that John Hobart's store does.
So you're going to get rid of John Hobart?
Precisely, Bix. Hobart and Bud McGinley had a fight this morning. When my bullet goes through the window of the Howling Wilderness Cafe and kills McGinley, everybody's going to think John Hobart fired the shot.
Yeah, that's pretty clever, Julian. That's it.
Especially when they find one of Hobart's work gloves outside the cafe in Hamburg City. We'll leave the horses here, Bix.
Yep. All right.
If I know that ruffian Fresno Frank Revere as I think I know him, he'll get a gang of miners to go over to the flats looking for Hobart.
Maybe lynch him, huh?
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, then I guess the killing's necessary. Julian, you're smart. I wished I had your education.
Also, Bix, with her father out of the way, Marion Hobart might look more kindly upon me.
Yeah, well, she's pretty. Yeah, she is.
Quiet now. I'll take a look in the window.
Bud McGinley in there?
Yes. An easy shot. Yeah. Easy. I'll drop Hobart's glove right here, Bix. Now, this one shot must do it. Got him. Got him, Bix. Come on, run for the horse.
It's cold up in
this country, Cisco?
Say, Pancho, it is cold this early in the morning.
Pancho, I'd like to find a good hot stove here in Guayarica Flats.
We need some supplies, amigo, so we will go into that store. Hold up, hold.
Oh, look, hold, look. Smoke come out of that chimney, Cisco.
See? They have a fire going.
Brr. Maybe Pancho get into that stove, no?
Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Good morning. You better not get too near that stove, mister. It's red hot.
That's the way Pancho like it, senorita. And if the stove's not red hot, Pancho's so cold he freezes up the fire.
You must be from the south.
See, way south.
We are on our way to Arizona, senorita, having guided a party north over the Oregon Trail.
Oh, yes.
We would like to buy some bacon and flour, if you please.
I'll get it for you.
Say, Marion.
Yes, Dad?
You seen my work gloves?
Aren't they on the counter in the woodshed?
Well, that's where I thought I left them, but they ain't there. I'll take a new pair out of stock. The old ones was pretty well wore out anyway. Oh, morning, strangers.
When is this, senor?
Buenos dias, senor.
Ever been up this way before?
Si, twice before. Very beautiful country, senor.
Yeah, cold one, too. Pancho, feel a lot warmer now.
Well, no wonder. My heavens, your jacket's on fire.
Baby, would you sleep, sleep?
Here, hold still, Pancho, hold still. Here. Ah, there you are. Now, next time, do not get so near a red-hot stove.
Oh, gracias, Cisco. In another minute, Pancho will be a bonfire.
Ah, that's too bad, stranger. You burnt quite a hole in that sleeve.
Oh, that's all right, senor.
If you'll take off that jacket, I'll patch it for you. It'll only take a minute.
Gracias, gracias. We take the time, Cisco?
Si, Chico. You must not refuse the senorita's kind offer.
Then, Pancho, take off the jacket.
Dad, they want bacon and flour. Will you get it?
Sure thing.
Un momento, senor. A crowd of men coming this way. They do not look friendly.
I'll see. Yeah, for a fact, they don't. Miners from Humbug City. Fresno Franks leading them.
What are they coming to Wairika Flats for? What do they want?
Well, they might have something to do with that trouble I had with McGinley yesterday. Reckon I'll go outside and see what they want.
This miner, McGinley, tried to walk out yesterday without paying for what he bought. He and Dad had a fight.
Such things can lead to trouble, senorita. I will go outside, too.
See, and Pancho go with you, Cisco. Tough-looking bunch, Cisco.
See, I do not like this. One of them is carrying a rope.
All right, boys, stop where you are. Now, what do you want?
We want you, Hobart! You shot and killed Bud McGinley last night over in Humbug City, Hobart. You're going to swing for
it. Lynching party, Cisco.
Oh, I killed Bud McGinley? Well, you're wrong, Fresno. I was at home all last evening.
Yes, he was. He didn't go out of the house once.
Then how do you explain this glove of his, ma'am? I found it outside the Howlin' Wilderness Cafe in Humbug City first thing this morning.
Let me see that glove.
Sure, take a look. I've seen you wearing this glove a dozen times, Hobart. So is every man here.
Well, it's my glove, all right. But I don't understand how it got over there.
You'll understand when you're walking on air. Come on, boys, let's get it.
No, no!
Stand back, all of you. Stand back, I say. Both these guns of mine are loaded.
Just who are you, stranger?
Makes no difference who I am. But there will be no lynching if I can help it.
Maybe you'd like to get the beating of your life, stranger.
Now you forget, hombre. Pancho got two guns, too.
I know nothing about the shooting and the killing. If what you say is true, then take the matter to the law. But mark my words, there will be no lynching.
Yeah, where the sheriff?
Wait a minute, boys.
Sheriff died last week, strangers. Pneumonia. He had no deputy. So being the only lawyer and justice of peace around here, Hobart, I'll have to put you in jail here at Wairika Flats on suspicion of murder.
Wait a minute.
I tell you, I know nothing about that killing.
All right, then explain this here glove.
I can't.
Then I'm afraid you'll have to submit to arrest, Hobart.
Pancho and I will stay in Wairika Flats, senor. We will work to see that justice is done.
Well, all right. But I demand a fair trial.
Come on to jail, Hobart. I'm sorry to have to do this, Miss Marion.
Dad didn't do it. He didn't leave the house.
Of course he not leave the house.
Pancho, we know nothing about these cases yet.
Dad didn't leave the house.
But we will help all we can. That means that you, senorita, will have to give us a lot of information about this town and its people.
Yeah, boy.
water's most taking that bridge out, Julian. It seems if Humbug City could build a better bridge than this...
We can get across.
Yeah, whoa.
Now, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now listen carefully, Bix. I want you to be here right after dark tonight.
Yeah, well, sure, Julian.
I want you to dynamite this bank so the waters of this creek will roar down and flood Humbug City.
All right, Julian. Say, it's too bad them strangers had to butt in. Or Hobart would be lynched by now.
Those strangers will be well taken care of. So will John Hobart. I'm going to ride on to Fresno Frank's shack. You go back, get the dynamite, and make your preparations.
Yeah, I'll dynamite this bank so high, sky high, Julian.
Don't miss.
Get up.
The way the land on this canyon slopes, that water really will flood Humbug City. Indeed, those strangers will be well taken care of. Whoa! Well taken care of.
Come in.
Why, George, you're a big man, Fresno. You almost fill this cabin.
What do you want, Julian?
I may need a little help tonight, Fresno. I have an idea those two strangers may try to spring Hobart out of jail over here in Wairika Flats.
I got some ideas about springing Hobart myself.
I also think they'll try to divert our attention with some trick, so keep your eyes open.
I generally do keep my eyes open, lawyer. And you can tell that big stranger for me I'd like nothing better than a crack at him.
I'll tell him nothing. But remember, Fresno, you'd better have a few men around that jail tonight.
Yeah, I will. I'll have more than a few around that jail tonight.
So now we go talking to Big Fresno Frank in Humbug City?
Si, Pancho.
You think he come to Arica Flats and storm the jail tonight?
He might.
He might, huh?
According to the senorita, Fresno Frank is not too bad an hombre, though, and might listen to reason. So I'll try to talk him out of any idea he might have of storming the jail and lynching Senor Hobart.
Senorita say not to trust that Julian lawyer.
There's something about that hombre that reminds me of a buzzard.
A buzzard?
Yeah, we'll watch him carefully. Now let us see where that bridge is.
Hard to see since it's dark now.
Senorita said it was right on this trail and that it... Well, look, Pancho. The bridge is gone.
Pancho, see the timbers half down the wood.
Whatever, hold.
Pancho, see hombre over on the other bank.
See, Chico. Madre mia. Back, yellow. Back.
It's a fuse. Back, look. Quick, look. Back. Look, the hombre, run.
Put your arm over your face, Pancho.
See?
Look at that water pour through the gap in the bank. It will flood Humbug City. Come on, Pancho. We'll cross the creek further down and warn the miners. Come together, come on!
Go!
Hey, what was that dynamite blast? Who touched it off?
Be on your guard, senores. Some coyote dynamited the creek bank.
Would have flooded your cabin. Get your things out quick.
You better get to higher ground quickly.
Water come down the canyon any minute now.
Oh, it's you two.
Do not waste time, senor.
Don't worry, I don't aim to. It's just my guess that you're the coyote who dynamited the creek bank.
Look out, here come the water.
Who's afraid of a little water? Come on, boys, we'll rush these two.
Are we not come here to fight me?
Never mind, Pancho. Get them as good as they stand.
I'd like to stand up and come to the water, she's gone.
This is for you, hombre. And this is for you. Not because I cannot stand up either.
Rush them, boys. Grab them.
There's too many of them. The pudding is too unsteady.
Grab the sidewinders. All right, boys. Tie these mavericks and throw them in my cabin. And if the water rises high enough to be drowning them, that's nothing more than they deserve.
And so, Cisco and Pancho, who delayed their journey to see that justice was done a total stranger, now face death by drowning. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by Butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman Meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right, but it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman Meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours, blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman Meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman Meal Gladiator emblem. Roman Meal bread, baked only by Butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Flood at Humbug City. When Bix Moffett, henchman of the crooked lawyer Julian Sprague, dynamited the creek bank and sent the surging waters down into Humbug City, the miners blamed Cisco and Pancho. Our friends fought desperately, but hampered by the flood water and greatly outnumbered, they were captured by the angry miners. Now...
Lastly, Tim,
too! All right, hold it, boy! Hold it! They got another job to do first. You got them hombres tired?
Yeah.
All right, into the cabin with them. We'll teach them to dynamite the creek bank.
That is a lie, hombre.
We not dynamite nothing.
Julian knew what he was talking about when he said you'd try to make a diversion.
Julian said that? When?
Never mind.
We're right here to help you, hombre. Right here to warn you about the floodwaters.
All right, nothing we can do about this flood now, you sneaking buzzards. If you're alive when I get back here, yeah, you.
Go on, I'm listening.
I'll beat you to a pulp with my two fists.
Suppose you try it right now.
I said when I get back. All right, now, get these coyotes into the cabin, boys, and we'll go do that job over in Wairika Flat.
Pancho not want to be drowned in his cabin, Cisco. Pancho not want to be drowned in the cabin.
Stop it, Pancho. Whining will not help us. Get out of here.
But the water's come up high.
I know that as well as you do. Hands and feet tight. Not much chance.
Cisco.
Say.
Cisco, here's a big, big table just under the window. If you get on the table and kick out the pane of glass...
Bueno, amigo.
And maybe you cut the rope on the glass left in the window, no?
That is a fine idea, Pancho.
Hurry, 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 Cisco, hurry, hurry. The water get up higher, higher.
If I can just manage to roll myself onto that table.
Cisco, get on his feet?
I think so, Chico. I must. See. Now, to get onto that table... So far, so good.
Kick out the glasses, so kick it out, kick it out.
See? Good thing for us, this is not heavy rope, Pancho. It's more like twine. So, should not be hard to cut through.
The water still get high as you go. Hurry, hurry!
I am doing the best I can, Pancho. There goes one strand of the rope. One more should do it.
Those miners go to the jail, Cisco?
There's no doubt of it. If we do not get there soon, it'll be too late.
Pancho get weather all the time. Hurry, Cisco.
See. But this is slow work. There. My hands are free.
You got the knife, Cisco?
See. Miners took our guns, Pancho. They left me my knife. There we are. There. Now, up on your feet, Pancho. Good thing a little starlight comes into this cabin.
Oh, bueno. Pancho never so glad to get out of any place in your life.
All right, now, come on, amigo. Find our horses and get back to Wairika Flats as fast as we can. And that after that...
What?
We'll look for that hombre Julian.
I'll have to hand you this food through the window bars, Dad.
That's all right, Marion. I'm thankful to you for bringing it here.
Here, can you reach this bread?
Yep, I got it.
Julian called to see me this afternoon. He said he'd see that you got plenty to eat.
He didn't come near me.
Oh, poor Dad. Here's some meat for you.
Oh, that's good. That Julian Sprague's a scoundrel, Marion. I've thought about that for some time. Now I know it. He was too ready to arrest me this morning, and... Oh, who's that coming this way?
I don't know.
It's that mob of miners from Humbug City. They're coming back.
Oh, Dad.
Find Julian, daughter. He's got the key. I've got to get out of here. They'll take me.
Smash in the door!
No, you can't do a thing like this. Please, you can't.
One side there, ma'am.
Oh!
All right, smash in that door, boys. Get going!
Cisco!
Hey!
Time to see the flickering lights way up ahead there.
Si, Pancho. Those are the flares and torches of the mob. Come on, Diablo, come on!
Go, logo, go, go, go! Maybe we're too late, Cisco.
No. We're just barely in time. Look, they've taken Senor Hobart from the jail.
Now they're going to lynch him, no?
No, they are not going to lynch him, Pancho.
They were part of me, not going to lynch him. Look, Cisco, over there.
What?
Pancho, see two hombres at the edge of the woods. Pancho, let's see them now, though.
Never mind that. Whoever they are, our work is this way, amigo.
Come on, come on, let's bring them up.
Yeah, let's get them on. Hold up, look,
slow down.
But ain't them two strangers.
See, over there it is. And you are the one I want to talk to.
You talk, Cisco. Pancho, listen.
Don't let them lynch me, Cisco.
I want all of you to hear this. You, Fresno. You boasted you could beat me to a pulp with your fists. Now, some of you hombres heard him say it.
He can do it, too.
He's going to have his chance right now.
Why, you sidewinder?
With one reservation. If I win, I want the word of all of you not to go through with these lynching.
What are you doing?
All right, you ain't going to win.
If Pancho a betting man, Pancho, make a big bet, hombre.
Well, do I get that word from you?
That's safe enough, boys. I can beat him in 2 minutes.
Cisco beat you in 1 minute.
All right, come. Your answer, hombres. Let it be understood by all. If I win this fight, you will stop this lynching.
Sure. Watch him close, Cisco. He's a powerful fighter, and anything goes.
All right, enough talk. Start swinging, stranger.
Get a hard blow, hombre. Is that hard enough to win this fight?
Hey, Santos, Cisco slip.
Try this one.
That's the stuff, Fresno.
Cisco, fall down.
I'll finish him off.
No, not your man, Cisco, with those boots.
I thought I had it.
One thing I hate is a dirty fighter. So now we will see just how much of a punch you can take.
Fresno's gone.
Yeah, but he ain't going to stay down. I said I'd beat this hombre to a pulp.
You'll not get up this time, hombre. You not can get up. You are cold.
Now, hombres, let the senor go free. I will be the bond for his trial, if a trial is necessary. Madre mia, that bullet just nicked the sleeve of my shirt.
The flesh of a gun over that waist, Cisco.
Come on, Chico. So now they will try to win with bullets. We will see about that.
Over by the woods again, Cisco.
Hey, there you are, poor shots, banderos. Put down that gun, you. And you. Well, the Julian hombre. The one who said we would make a diversion, Pancho.
Hey, maybe we make diversions now, Cisco, no?
I don't know what you're talking about. Vix, you fool, why did you fire that first shot?
Well, I thought you wanted these hombres killed too, Julian.
Wanted us killed too, eh? Could it be the other one you wanted killed was Senor Hobart?
Yes, by thunder, he did, Cisco. I sure am convinced of that now.
I've got nothing to say.
Perhaps you know how Senor Hobart's glove came to be outside that cafe. I'm going to ask you about that and other things, hombre. Also, I am going to ask this henchman of yours some questions. Away from you.
That do it, Cisco.
I believe it will, Pancho. By morning, we should know who killed Miner McGinley. was a bad experience, senor. But it is over now.
I just got this to say, Cisco. I'm mighty thankful that you and Pancho rode this way.
We are glad, too.
Which reminds me, I better go out and say goodbye to Pancho.
I wish you weren't leaving, Cisco.
But now we have made such nice friends here, we will come back sometime, senorita.
Well, when?
Who knows? Perhaps a few months or years?
Or weeks? Or days?
Look for us when you see us, senorita. We seldom make plans ahead.
Well, I'll be very glad to see you again. In fact, Cisco, I'll be so glad.
See?
That I'll greet you like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It's a good thing we turned those bandidos over to United States Marshal at Weed.
Well, if we had not done so, amigo, the miners would no doubt have lynched them.
You got to fight Fresno Frank all over again, no?
Once was enough, Pancho. But I will give him credit. Later on, he came to me and shook hands.
Pancho talked with Fresno Frank later on, too. Fresno Frank been all over everywhere.
Is that so?
See, all over the world. He tell Pancho about Africa and Hindustan and mango trees.
He told you about mango trees?
Yeah, Pancho know all about them now.
Well, good for you, Chico. Since that is true, tell me, where do we find mangoes?
Where mangoes?
Si.
Oh, that's very easy.
Then tell me.
We find mangoes.
Si.
Everywhere a woman goes.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
A diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with the picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's, too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.